10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning here on WPHM. Your favorite new radio show on WPHM on Saturdays is Behind the Mitten, 12 noon on Saturdays. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman are all over the state of Michigan. When we talked last Thursday with Amy Sherman, we didn't really know where she and Gonzo were off to. We knew that they were going to go crown the best bakery in Michigan, and it was a big secret. Later in the day, it was revealed. And Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That was a really fun day. Where is that best bakery?
It is in Fenton. It is called Crust, a baking company. And we surprised them last Thursday. We did a live Facebook reveal with them, and all the owners were there. We had Chad, Mark, Mike. They were all there with their staff. We kind of threw a ruse to them. We worked with the CVB, the Fenton and Linden area CVB, and they helped us trick them into thinking they were getting a special service award from the CVB. So they were all there, and then we came in and surprised them. It's a really great Facebook Live. You can go to mlive.com and watch it in our story. But they were hilarious. They were so excited. And I think one of the things that was really heartwarming about it is how insistent the owners were that this was all about the staff, from everyone, you know, from their head baker down to their dishwashers, that their 120 employees are the people that won that award for them. So it was pretty cool.
It does sound cool. What is it about the place that made it the best?
Well, the minute you walk in the door, you'll just be completely overwhelmed with how many different things they offer. And these are very artisanal pastries. These are European style breads. They have cases of pies, of cupcakes, all this stuff. And you can actually watch the bakers working. They have glassed in kitchens, so you can see everything that they're doing. They make everything by hand. A lot of bakeries nowadays, they'll do some automation, like with shaping of the loaves or things like that. These guys hand roll every single loaf of bread, every single pretzel, and it really comes through in the quality of the products. We tried a lot of really great baked goods, and really any one of our top five bakeries could have been number one. But these guys, their stuff it was set apart with incredible taste, high quality stuff, and then that attention to detail and the love that they put into it. It's just an awesome place to go visit if you're into baked goods.
So this Saturday at noon, the show will be about that and other things that you discovered in Fenton. Tell us a little bit about Fenton, because I don't know an awful lot about the community of Fenton.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. I mean, it's located a little outside of Flint. They like to talk about Fenton along with Linden, which is a little smaller community next to Fenton. But what we've discovered in Fenton is they have an incredibly cute downtown. They've recently redone a lot of the streets there. It's a very walkable community. So you can park your car and go visit a lot of different places. We've been there several times to visit the Fenton Fire Hall, which is an incredible restaurant located right downtown. They are home to one of Michigan's best mac and cheeses. They're also home to some of the best French fries in Michigan. So we've gotten to know them that way. If you drive through Fenton right now, because it's snowing out, they may have their igloos out in front of the Fenton Fire Hall, and you can drink beer and eat in a little igloo out front, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's a really great place to visit. And of course, Crust is there. One of the things that struck us as we talked to our guests on the radio show this week is the true sense of community that Fenton has. And they have this very generous spirit. Everyone seems to be involved in different charitable causes to make the community better and to have everyone rise to the top together.
That's what makes a great community. We'll be listening on Saturday. Can't wait to hear it. Amy, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it. We'll tune in Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.